The following is a production of The House. This program is designed to challenge, inspire, and set you on fire, focusing on subjects few are willing to talk about. I'm Pastor Alex Lapos in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and this is Impact. Well, the Easter season is almost upon us, but this message, the power of the resurrection, applies all year long. So whether it's Easter or not, here's a great message for you to empower you, to inspire you, and to motivate you and mobilize you in Jesus' name, the power of the resurrection.
We've examined the standard of the resurrection life. Now I want to touch upon the strength of the resurrection life. The resurrection life gives you strength. What kind of strength does it give you? It gives you the strength to fulfill your life's purpose. Paul writes in Philippians 3, verse 12, "Not that I've already attained it, or I'm already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended it. But one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind, and I reach forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ." Which begs the question, what are you living for? What are you living for? Can I ask that this morning? You get up every morning to go to work or to go to school. You're in a relationship. Some of you are married. Some of you are single mothers. Some of you are wishing to be in a relationship. You have a circle of people around you. Some of you have employees. You interact with these people. You have families to raise. You have goals to reach. You have bills to pay. But that doesn't answer the question. What are you living for? To what end are you doing all of this? How is it all going to end up? Paul lived to be a good Jewish boy, a student of the scriptures, and a dedicated religious Pharisee who persecuted Christians by arresting them and putting some of them to death. And then he met the risen Jesus, and his purpose changed. Now, what was he living for? He'll tell you. He told you in verse 13 of Philippians chapter 3 and 14, "This thing I do, forget those things which are behind, and reaching forward to what is ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus." All of his passion, all of his desire was centered on other things. But now that he had met the resurrected Christ, his passion and his energy was completely centered on Jesus. I remember what I used to live for. I was reminded of it yesterday. I was at my little grandniece's baptism. I was reminded yesterday what I used to live for. I wanted a nice life, marry a nice Greek wife with a good job as a medical doctor, have money, enjoy myself, and maybe go to church when I had the time. But then I met the resurrected Jesus. I was reminded of that yesterday. I met the resurrected Jesus, and those desires were completely forsaken, every one of them. And now I live to pursue and seek Jesus. And all the rest of my life, every detail of my life, is brought into subjection to that purpose. All of it. Because apart from him, my life has no purpose. Do you know that God has a plan for your life and he has a purpose for it? Over and above everything else, you need to understand that that purpose is to be conformed to the image of his Son. That purpose is that you be identified with Jesus in his character and in the way that you live. And it's only through the resurrection power of the Lord that we can know and pursue that purpose. Apart from him, it can't be done. The strength of the resurrection life is to fulfill God's purpose, but it's also to forsake the distractions of this life and not to be consumed by life's preoccupations. You know, the distractions of this life, and there are many of them, choke the word of God. This world never allows you the time to focus on him, let alone think about eternity and what happens to you after you die. The world never gives you the time to sit down and to think about what's truly important in life. Jesus said in John 17:3, this is life. This is eternal life. To know you, Father, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Everything else is insignificant compared to that. And to know Jesus takes concentration, my friends. And the distractions of life focus your concentration on other things. But the resurrection life of Jesus in you focuses you on what is truly important. The resurrection life of Jesus in you through the Holy Spirit allows you to cut the cords of the preoccupations of this life. And there's one major one that I want to talk about. A massive preoccupation that is so difficult to shake off. The resurrection power will help you to cut off that preoccupation. It's the preoccupation with the past. People live in the past. They hang on to the past. And one of the big problems in the church today is that people can't get away from their past. They nurse the wounds of their hurt because they are still hurting. They weep over their failures because they relive their failures every day. They revel in past successes and they weep in past failures, and as a result, they never move forward. Philippians 3:14 tells us that through the resurrection life of Jesus, you can forget the past. You can forsake the constant pull of the past on your life. Winston Churchill once said, if the present quarrels with the past, there can be no future. If the present quarrels with the past, there can be no future. Let me explain that to you. This is the dilemma that so many of us face. We are here today in the present. In the present, we have today's wishes, today's desires. We have today's hope of moving into something greater and better in Jesus. But the past quarrels with the present. The past keeps telling us, you can't move forward. Don't you remember? You've been hurt. You've been rejected. You have failed. You have been weak. You can't do this. But Jesus breaks this curse and releases you to move on, and you are able to say, I won't look back. I've had a failure, but God forgive me. I've been hurt, but God will heal me. I've had success, thank you, Jesus, but what is behind me is behind me. I press on towards the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He gives me the power to move from today into tomorrow, because I can do all things through Christ, the resurrected Christ, who strengthens me. He strengthens me. Oh, he strengthens me. And finally, and I close with this, the strength of the resurrection is the power to foresee life's promotion. The strength to fulfill life's purpose, the strength to avoid and to overcome life's preoccupation, the strength to be able to foresee life's promotion in God. In other words, to be able to see my ultimate victory. 2 Timothy 4, beginning at verse 7 and 8 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but to all those who have loved his appearing. I can tell you with confidence, there is a crown waiting for all of you who will live a victorious life in Jesus. And a victorious life in Jesus is a resurrected life, a life lived in the power of the resurrection. A victorious life is a life of separation, a life of dedication, a life of liberation, a life undistracted by the things of the world, a life that has fulfilled its purpose, a life that has been liberated from the preoccupation of the past. That's a life of victory. That's the life that receives the crown. Listen. There is a crown ahead of us. There is a crown ahead of us for all of us who live that kind of life. But none of us here have finished the course yet. Between us and that crown, there is still a lot of living to do. So can I ask you a question? What do you see for your life between now and then? The resurrection power of Jesus gives you the power to foresee God's victory, God's promotion, God's best fulfilled in your life. What do you see tomorrow? 2 years from now, 5 years from now? Where are you 5 years from now? Where are you 10 years from now? Are you still in the same rut that you're living in now? Or do you see something glorious, something astounding, something exceedingly and abundantly more than you ask or think? I've learned an amazing secret in my life. You ready for this? I wear glasses. My vision is blurred. It's not 2020. Maybe I should get Jonathan to pray for me. No kidding. I may need glasses in this life, but I've got something that Jesus gave me that he'll give you. Resurrection eyes. You know what resurrection eyes are? To see your future exactly the way God sees it. That's, oh, come on. Oh, come on. Yeah. Resurrection eyes. Resurrection eyes. And when you can see your future the way God sees it, I tell you, there's going to be a joy in your step. There's going to be a dance in your life. There's going to be a victory every day. There's going to be a joy unspeakable and full of glory, because as I said, he will do exceedingly and abundantly more than you ask or think. Oh man, I can see with my resurrection eyes what God has in store for me. I tell you, I see it. I see it. I can see it. I can reach it. It's mine. Oh, man. Well, I'm getting excited now. I can hardly contain myself. I don't know about you, but Pastor Alex Lapos, his vision is beginning to clear a little bit. And I'm starting to see what God sees for the remaining years of my life. And I like it. I like it. Oh, man. I like it.
Come, let your will be done. Let your glory be made known in our city. Let your grace abound as our praise redound. Let your love through us be shown.
Well, that brings us to the end of another installment of Impact with Pastor Alex Lapos. We hope you were blessed, informed, encouraged, equipped, and especially brought closer to God. That is our aim and that is our purpose. If you'd like to write to me, you can do so at pastorlapos@gmail.com. Lapos is spelled L-A-P-P-O-S. My email again, pastorlapos@gmail.com. Also, you can visit us at our church website, The House Montreal. The URL is thehousemontreal.org. There you'll find some interesting resources and information, all you need to know about our church. So until next time, This is Pastor Alex Lapo saying, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his abiding presence be with you always.